This is your Eagle Radio News. I'm Seaman Matthew Miller. On February 3rd, a SAPRA representative, Dr. Morgan Smith, came to talk with us in the studio booth at the AFN Satsuma radio station to give us more information about the SAPRA program and the services they offer. Here's a peek into some of the things that were said.
SAPR is an installation program under Fleet and Family, and so we have a 24/7 response line, which is kind of our primary program, and we have uniformed victim advocates who are within the commands. We primarily provide services for victims of sexual assault, but our clientele really focuses on service members and their dependents 18 years or older. We can do civilian DoD contractors overseas, so we're really lucky to be able to assist the community in a broader spectrum.
On January 30th, the USS Greenville returned to Naval Base Point Loma after a deployment in the Indo-Pacific. Families and friends greeted the sailors as they returned to port. Commodore Submarine Squadron 11, Captain Philip Sylvia Jr. said, quote, "I'm incredibly proud of the Greenville crew. They operated professionally in challenging environments, proving once again that our undersea forces are the apex predators of the maritime environment, and their forward deployed presence reinforced our commitment to peace through strength." End quote. During the deployment, Greenville steamed over 49,000 nautical miles while conducting operations alongside U.S. and allied forces. The submarine also conducted a port visit to Busan, South Korea. This has been your Eagle Radio News. If you're not tuned in to AFN Sasebo the Eagle, log on to AFN Sasebo's Facebook page for the latest updates and like our page to have the news delivered to you. Now from all of us here at American Forces Network Sasebo, thanks for listening.